Blog Talk Radio.
Filthy, dirty, 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 dirty!
Okay, last time. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. Oh.
My name, I'll say you man.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, no,
come out.
Giddy up.
If I only had a brain.
Quite a problem here, son. Let's talk it over.
I could while away the hours conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. Why, I'd unravel every riddle for most any individual in trouble or in pain. And with the thoughts I'd be thinking, I could be another Lincoln. If I only had a brain. Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's so near the shore. I could think of things I never thought before. And then I'd sit and think some more. Why, I would not be just a nothing. My head all full of stuffing. My heart all full of pain. And perhaps I'd deserve you and be even worthier of you if I only had a brain.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Courtesy of waking up in the middle of the night and the Honey West show being on Decades Channel. Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, I wrote down, I got up and I wrote down on the thing, Honey West theme. Like, what is that, man? Oh, yeah, that's pretty fucking boss, man. All right. Bring it up. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Friday Night Possum. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest radio entertainment. Bashful Ben J. Grimm's back during the week with clobber time. He's getting all fired up for the new Avengers movie coming up. Which, those are kick-ass fucking movies. The last Captain America movie. Kick all ass in the world. I don't know how they're going to top that, but we'll see. I'm not doing a movie review show. Shut up. All right, well, Mondays and Fridays, we have Possum Hour, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, or Eastern Daylight Savings, I don't know, Eastern, whatever the fuck, Eastern Time. Eastern Time is the center of Western civilization there, I said it. Eight. Always 420, man. Ba-ba-ba-be. Unfortunately, also Hitler's birthday, man, which really fucking... a pale on 420, you know? I mean, everything else it stands for is, yay, 420, hey. Nothing wrong with that. But, add a Hitler part. Not so much. At 80, well, let's see. Let's make it short and sweet.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Please do it, Professor RJ Gumby!
Hey! Great to be here. Hello, everyone.
That might be my favorite Gumby theme.
Now, my new phone doesn't have a jack for my headphones, so I got these stupid ear pods that everyone wears. I think,
well, you
like
sound...
back when we had transistor fucking radios, I don't care for them now.
Yeah, I never liked them then, don't like them now. I'm with you on that.
Shit in your ears. Well, what are you going to do, you know?
Well, your sound is, your sound is 5x5, so...
Ah, that's nice, all right, so that works.
So that's working.
And I
Friday
got you
night.
In my head now. You're coming right in my ears.
Well, hey, vegan.
Here you go.
All right. It's Friday night. Do you have a plug for us?
You know what? I do. Thank you.
What a coincidence. I'll be darned. Well, let me kickstart the thing there.
All right. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern time. Eminence Front Radio. I always said rock. I've always said Eminence Front Radio. His Eminence is doing a show on All in the Family. It's bands and groups that are related, like, you know, brothers, sister, brothers, married couples, you know, all that, you know, like the Carpenters and what have you, the Castles.
Stephen Eady?
Oh, Stephen Eady. Yeah, I don't know if they got that or not, but there you go. Stephen Eady. You can't have a show without Stephen Eady. That's tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern. If you tune in at 2, His Eminence plays the leftovers from last week's theme at 2 o'clock. And at 2:30, he plays Gumby Loves Jazz. But the real show
is. There you
have
it. There you have it.
And
the website is.
Live. www.wriu.org.
Org.
Thank you. Hey.
Beautiful. Beautiful plug.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
I've been practicing all week.
I like it a lot. Is that what you do when you're not selling cigars?
Yeah. That's it. I'm practicing the plug.
I got up, when was that, Wednesday or Thursday? I think it was Thursday, yesterday.
Yeah.
And I got, you know, I sat down, I'll sit down on Facebook and drink my coffee, you know?
Yeah.
And I try to limit it to that, at least for the morning. And I'm looking at this stuff, and I'm thinking, you know, I need to call my broker and have him put everything into tinfoil hats, because, holy shit, everybody is nuts.
That's why I love it.
Wow.
Fucking shit out there.
You see these guys with the crisis actors and shit, they're talking about this, like,
yeah,
these school shootings are fake.
Christ. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say to this, man.
Uh-huh. That's fucked up. That's just,
well,
you know,
I'll take a little
Bobo's boys.
Cough.
Bobo's boys.
That came up on me all of a sudden, sorry. But yeah, that was really weird, man, this conversation these people were having, and they're insisting that these are crisis actors, and the one kid, he's a paid spokesman for, paid actor for CNN. So they've got it all figured out, these folks.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to hear Robert Wendy's take on it.
Well, she was talking about them crisis actors at the Sandy Hook, if you recall.
Oh, was she? I didn't see that.
Yeah. I think that originates with the Alex Jones lunatic. So,
yeah.
Man. We're really...
But there's this one guy that pushes it. One guy has, like, a radio show or something. I forget where he did a video.
Well, there's
a video. He's
there's,
a real
there's some guy that goes around and harasses the victims' families and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Tells me, no, it wasn't. There's no evidence your kid's dead. What the fuck?
Yeah. That's fucked what? Up, man.
These people are fucking out of their fucking minds, man. I don't know. I don't really want to harp on that, but gee, many Christmas.
Yeah, but yeah.
Is there no common sense? Is there no, you know, just
that's
facts
how bad
are facts.
They want their fucking guns.
Bullshit is bullshit, you know? I don't know, man. Oh.
Where were you
lost? Oh, yeah.
That way.
Okay. The other thing. You ever go on Fuckbook, and you're, like, scrolling down a page, and something catches your eye, right? And you're like, well, that's interesting. And you go back, and it's gone.
Uh-huh.
That happens to me all the fucking time.
Well,
what the fuck is that?
That's been going on. Yeah, and I can't find it again.
Yeah, and then where the fuck did it go? There's that stupid kitty picture that I passed over, but that thing I wanted to read, gone. What the hell's with that?
That's a new thing, man. That just started last week or so.
Okay,
yeah.
Not just me then.
Nope.
Thought maybe
nope.
My computer was broke or something, man. Look at that fucked up. Stupid thing. Ah, well. I'd probably spend more time
down.
On the stupid thing.
I
fell
down thinking a jump, but it didn't. It's gone. Completely gone.
Yeah.
Blew the triangle.
It just flips
out here.
Flips out, yeah. And the shit that's before it's there and the shit that's after it's there.
Yeah.
But that thing, it ain't there. All right. Finishing up. The... Blowing up the same song over and over again at different tempos series featuring John Melonhead Smith. John Cougar Melonhead Smith. What's this one? R-O-C-K in the USA. USA.
Oh,
USA.
Oh, yeah.
R-O-C-K in the USA.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know how good this
Poor
one is.
USA.
Cause I blew it up this morning when I got up, and I was completely sober. Go figure. And just drinking coffee and stuff. So I don't know if this is particularly one of my better efforts or not. So I have prefaced if it sucks, if you think it sucks, I have now prefaced that. So I have a valid excuse. In fact, I'm going to have it notarized during the song. Without any further ado, John Melonhead Smith.
Oh, the wedding bells will start to ring. Ding, dong, ding. The birds and bees will start to sing. Ding, dong, ding.
Walking. Great walk today, man. Power walk.
Umgawa. Good for you. There you go.
Yeah. I went really, like, big strides the whole time and pretty much a quick pace. It was 55 at 1 o'clock. Now it's 33, almost freezing.
So,
what are you going to do?
We were at
it was nice.
I don't know if we beat 60, but we were at 60 at around 1 o'clock. Yeah.
Doggy. We didn't make
it
that high.
I hopped in my car and drove. Long stride. Hopped in my car and drove.
Yeah, I got my 5,000. Oh, man. No, I just my legs are a little sore. My legs are a little sore there when I moved, man.
You got to give that shit up, man.
No, man. Fountain of youth, buddy. I'm telling you what. I feel better now than I have in years. Yeah.
But your legs hurt.
Yeah, it's either that or the Oxycontin. I'm not sure. Well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Lounge. I stalled as long as I could there. Leading off, playing second base, it's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. She has been with us since the very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
So, we appreciate you.
Yes.
Second base, yeah. And batting second and playing left field. Maggie C.
Maggie C.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's cool as fuck. Cool AF.
She's a sweetheart.
Likes her coffee.
Yeah.
If your shower's not working, let her take a couple showers in there. Probably fucking start working. I don't know. Magic.
She has that kind of power. I like that.
Yeah. Well, it was a son of a bitch. It would never stay on the same temp, you know? Like, it kept... Bleh, bleh. And I don't know. It probably wasn't worn in enough, and I don't shower enough. So, you know, I had
I don't
either. Actually had hygiene habits, and so she was using it more, and I think it broke it in. But either way, in the plus column. All right.
When you reach a certain age, you give that shit up.
It's what I gotta fucking smell good for. Seriously.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I hear.
The dog?
I sit around the house stinking the joint up. Yeah.
I had to take one yesterday, though, man. When you start offending yourself, that's when it's like, head for the showers. Son. That's a big bag of wrong.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah. That's what the problem was there.
Hey,
oh, boy.
Would you like to buy a monkey?
Absolutely, absolutely. Alrighty, here we go. Right in the middle. It's Professor R.J. Gumby. That's almost unheard of.
Uh-huh.
That you're in the middle of the pack.
That's where I belong.
Down the bottom. Down the bottom, down the bottom. Oxycontin.
Thank you to the next two guys.
Hey, you know, there's an opiate problem in this country, and I think the only way we can combat this is probably like commercials. You know? Like, scary commercials so the kids won't take drugs in the first place. I think that'll do it.
Uh-huh.
Encouraging
the drug addict celebrities that go on there and say no to opiates like they did in the 80s.
Yeah. And of course, a wall on our southern border will, a wall across our southern border will protect us from all the drugs that are manufactured by our pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah.
It'll happen. We'll make it happen.
Snorting condoms.
We're going to go into that. We're going to go into that. Make America great again.
Ah. Uh-huh. Are you going to do it online? Are you going to do it during the show? There you go. A live condom snorting.
Don't let me forget about the condoms.
Okay. You're going to do it live. I like that. You are a good super host.
There's the herd mentality.
Herd mentality.
I think he's a member of the Green Party. I'm not sure. I didn't. But
he has an interesting hot page.
It's my guess. And there's X4USA. X4.
For USA.
USA. USA.
USA.
Yeah. USA.
Yeah.
There you go. Dr. K, Maggie C, Professor R.J. Gumby, the Herd Mentality.
And.
Wait a minute. X4USA.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Look who's up top. Look who's at top.
What? Oh, and we've been joined by Apple Cheeks Alice. How'd I miss that?
Alice is here.
Apple Cheeks Alice has saved the show. Thank you.
Uh-huh. There you
Thank
go.
Thank you for coming. You're welcome
we
with open
continue.
Arms. And now, there you have it. A Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Beck.
As the Beaver.
Oh.
And untrue. We all are forced and programmed to support the new autocracy. We must destroy the dissidents, a danger to democracy.
Here at Sinclair, we go on air and all declare verbatim that the media men again and again take Trump and denigrate him. But he will do well, for we will tell his lies and elevate him. For we are the propaganda feeder of our great and fearless leader.
The sharing of anti-Trump is all too common and the worst. Conservative news, we always take the facts and check them first. Liberals call and serve you all the Kool-Aid you can drink. Come join our patrol, we never control exactly what the people think.
Here at Sinclair, we go on air and all declare verbatim that the media men again and again take Trump and denigrate him. But he will do well, for we will tell his lies and elevate him. For we are the propaganda feeder of our great and fearless leader.
God.
Piano guy. Okay.
All right.
I like, you know, that's become like a cottage industry, making Bobo songs, protest songs.
Uh-huh.
Remember, I was early on in the shit. That was before it even took off. I did mine. I got it out of my system. But most of them get on my nerve now. It's like, okay. Tip for bald piano guy.
Yep.
I like him. I like bald piano guy. He brings it. And
bald piano guy.
Another guy who's really, really gay. Ricky Rainbow or something like that. Randy Rainbow.
Yeah.
He's funny, but I ain't going to play him on it.
That guy is
God
good.
Bless him. Yeah, he's funny.
Yep.
Bald piano guy, good. All right. Oh, yeah. The condom. This is an editorial announcement by Possum Hour. Last week, we talked about fucking condoms being snorted by teenagers, okay?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, once again, the good innocent folks at Possum Hour have been manipulated.
We've been duped?
The spread. Yes, we've been duped. Pissed off about this, man. You know what else is bullshit? The Tide Pod Challenge.
Oh, are you kidding me?
People weren't doing that. A couple people did it, but nobody, you know, it wasn't some kind of fucking...
Yeah.
Challenge. And the whole point... The whole point was to make young people look stupid. So people go, let's see, young people chewing on Tide Pods and sticking rubbers up the nose. It's fake news. It is Lügenpresse. Is what
really
Hitler
trying.
Used to call the fake news, you know, Lügenpresse. What does that sound like? The fake news, yeah, the Lügenpresse. That's what you do when you want to become a dictator. First thing you do is debunk the press. Boo, 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 boo. All right. Anyway, not true. Get it
out
of
here. Not true. Not true.
Yeah. Although Hillary did have a child molestation ring in the bottom basement of that pizza shop.
Yes. That's true. That was wild.
The guy busts in with a machine gun ready to take the lie. We don't even have a basement, dude. Nice. Some of the other ones. Some of the others, smoking bed bugs. I guess in 2014, we probably reported this one. The kids were getting hot, trying to get high by smoking bed bugs. Vodka-soaked tampons, another one that's bullshit.
Yeah. Oh.
Bullshit story. Yep.
We were in today. That's a funnel in your asshole. Where you pour it in, you're an asshole. It's a funnel.
I'd never heard of this one. Bees in. What's that?
What?
What did you say?
Did we come up with the funnel in the asshole? You pour vodka?
I don't know.
Was that in the news or did we come up with that one?
I think you're thinking of a prior relationship or something there, man. That's not a little...
I'm thinking about my past life. Okay,
yeah,
go on with your next.
A little personal there.
Turn the page.
Is that a beeson? You rubbing Burt's Bees lip balm on your eyelids? I don't know.
Who drinks this shit up?
Fuck if I know. But these past two were to make kids look stupid and, you know, undermine the youth movement. So, there you go. Ha-ha.
Yeah.
You've been outed, right?
Everyone believes it.
It did work. Fuck yeah. Because even I'm going, ah, jeez. You know.
Yeah.
Wish they wouldn't be doing that.
It makes a big thing out of it.
Yeah. It's on all the
and
news.
And you know what the sad part is? Only about 20% of us now know that it's fake. There's still a lot of people out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The lie will perpetuate. It's just like the... remember, one night I went over the details of the coffee lady at McDonald's and how she was a victim in that thing. She wasn't an asshole.
Yes, she was.
And they only painted her to be an asshole because it's the people that are, anti-litigation and stuff. Don't want people getting their justice hurt. Yeah. Oh, did you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was. They showed her crotch, man. That was burnt to shit. Her skin was peeling off.
Yeah. That was, So anyway, and if they'd have been cool with her, there would have been no lawsuit. But they had to be jackasses.
Yeah, exactly.
They got what they deserved in that fucking thing, man. Yeah. Don't tell me.
Capital pigs. Capitalistic pigs.
Capitalistic pigs. There you
That's
go,
right,
fat
baby.
Cats.
Uh-huh.
You fat cats. And
make my coffee that high, fucking dick.
You prick, yeah. I started getting into doing Joe Pesci last time Bogey was over. We're skiddling. I'm like, watch this, you prick, yeah. Get out of here, you prick, yeah.
You got to get one of those rubber bats and start beating on them.
That's the only part I can do, though. Is you prick,
yeah. I always like that, man. And the the Rodney Dangerfield movie. Get away from me, ass a fag.
That's stupid. Jeez. Man, not good.
What the fuck he doing now?
He retired, man, and then he got talked into doing another Scorsese De Niro joint.
Yeah.
So that's going to be coming up.
Okay.
Probably this year. Maybe end of the year or something. But yeah.
Interesting.
He was in a movie every other day there for a number of years. He's probably got more money than
And he had a big part in the Bronx Tale.
I still haven't seen that one.
Oh, that's a great movie, man. You got to see that.
I did watch your documentary, though, about the other movie, which was very cool.
Yeah, Winter Kills, man. Does that look good?
Winter Kills, yes.
Interesting backstory.
But the find of the week has to be The Slowest Gun in the West. That was fucking hilarious.
I swear to Christ, I was sitting here laughing my ass off. That was the perfect beginning. The way they build up to see the silver dollar kid.
But the whole,
I like the female glue worker that took him upstairs. She goes, What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? I suddenly realized he has a mother. He has a sweet gray-haired old mother.
A sweet gray-haired mother. And then he ends up getting to him. Remember, right? Later on, the guy's like, "My mother, I see my mother." it's really fun when you all the heavies in there, Lee Van Cleef, and my favorite there, old what's his head, Ugly Mug. Anyway,
yes. I can
pronounce it's fun
name.
When you Jack Elam. But when you're watching a show and you laugh, you actually laugh out loud.
Yes,
on an
and
LOL.
I love it too, man. Anyone who
you laugh
it,
out loud, you're
right.
That was a good one, man. That was funny.
Uh-huh.
That funny. And I love Phil Silvers. And you know what?
Oh,
I can't stand Milton Berle. Can't stand Milton Berle.
Nah, he always.
But they have the same act. But for some reason, when Phil does it, it's funny and endearing, and you like him.
Uh-huh.
When Milton does it, you go, "That guy's a big bully. He comes off like a bully." And Phil just comes off like a weasel.
He's
more charming.
He was so
that was
a Glee Club. Has anyone actually seen it? What, is it on your page?
Let that guy call you Yella? He goes, "I punished him. I kicked him out of the Glee Club."
And Jack Benny, man. Are there any dark alleys in
Oh, man. If you haven't seen it, it's on my Facebook page, The Slowest Gun in the West. It's all free on YouTube, and don't go shoot up YouTube after you watch it. It's funny. It's not going to incite violence. Okay. Oh, do you want to do the Possum Blues tonight, man?
Yes. Yeah, why not? You got Possum Blues on
I got some Possum Blues tonight.
Okay. Lay some Possum Blues on.
I got some Possum Blues.
That's 4:30 tomorrow morning on the Zeminent Show, Possum Blues.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Where is it?
Yes, sir.
I'll find it. Yes, sir. Here we go. Possum Blues.
Thank you very much. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Calhoun Tubbs, known to my friends as Hard Fingers. See, that's because back in 1947, I once played the guitar for over 36 hours straight, for no reason at all. That's right. I wrote a song about it, like the kid here go. I played guitar for 36 hours, and I played it all. Thank you very much.
I went to Harper Island the other day. I went to Harper Island the other day. I was drinking Weymouth behind the bar. Then I was smoking a one-shilling cigar. So I went to Long Island the other day. I went to Long Island the other day.
The other day.
I was drinking taffy behind the bar. Then I was smoking a two-shilling cigar. Then I went to Havana the other day.
The other day.
I went to Havana
the other day.
I was drinking whiskey
behind the bar.
Then I was smoking a 3-shilling
cigar.
So I went to my armor
the other day.
I went to my armor
the other day.
I was drinking moonshine
behind the bar.
Said I was smoking a $1
cigar.
I went up to New York
the other day.
Before I got break,
I went up to New York
the other day.
I was drinking champagne
behind the bar.
Then I was smoking a $2
cigar.
Then I got break and had to come back, so I came back
to Nassau
the other day.
I came back to Nassau
the other day.
I was drinking sunbeam
behind the bar.
Then I was smoking a 1 cent
cigar.
Rock and blues, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to know about right there.
Oh, man. What else this week? We're just getting to the point of everything. And these anecdotes aren't dragging out long enough.
Yeah, I had
an interesting thing.
For sure.
At the last minute, I got a trade show Sunday. Last minute, I'm
trade
thinking,
show?
You know what? Trade show, you know. Like where I'm trying to drum up business at a convention
thing. All right.
You know.
Oh, good. Okay.
Lots of potential clients come by and see me working and whatnot. So. Well, at the last minute, I'm thinking, you know what? I've been doing these things a lot more lately, and they're really becoming, you know, a vital part of my business. I should get one of them retractable fucking signs. Boo!
Yes.
Yep. You ever see those? They're like,
well, it's
like the old.
Like it's like a sandwich board, but you just put it, you open it up on the, you know, on the ground, right?
No, even better than that, even cooler than that. It's like, remember Dad's slideshows, and he had the screen.
Yeah.
Like that. It's like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
this fucker's
good.
Like 7 foot tall. 7 foot tall. 4 foot wide. I don't know how fucking big it is. It's huge.
Uh-huh.
It's huge. Uh-huh. So I knocked together a design. Now thinking back, I probably should have added more shit to it, but you know, it's all right. It looks good, and it just, you know, just has samples of my work and whatnot on it. But so I order that. I've come up with that idea Tuesday morning. Yeah, it'll just sit behind, you know, behind me. Won't take up any room. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So I think that Tuesday. So I'm like, fuck, man. I think I could, if I pay extra for shipping, I'd probably get it here, but like Saturday. And buzz through, send it in, and they go, yeah, if you pay extra so many dollars, you could get it here by Friday. And I'm like, woo, cool beans, right? Well, son of a bitch arrived yesterday, 2 days, less than 48 hours. I got a full color fucking, how is that possible?
No shit.
I just don't understand how that's fucking possible. As soon as they got my order, they must have printed it immediately. I mean, that's all I can figure.
Where'd it come from?
That's impressive. Vistaprint is the company. I think they have local stuff, but my God, they have their shit together. And I'm, you know, even though they're not paying any money to me to say this, I would recommend Vistaprint, man. You know what I'm saying? These guys.
Good.
They don't fuck around, man. Oh, gee, whiz.
And you got this thing all set up and ready to go? I like that idea.
Well, it's cool because it's like it looks like a pool cue. It folds up that small. It's got a case, yeah. You know, you just carry it. Black case, you know, looking kind of, yeah, like a pool cue. Like I'm the hustler, you know, I'm coming in there. Hey. And you set it up, the legs fold out, you pull it up, and then there's this spine that unfolds, and you hook it up there to stabilize it. You're in there. It's go team. It's pretty easy.
You're going to have to do a little video for it.
Hey, I don't like to do videos, man. You know, I really, you know what video is really, and no offense to anybody that doesn't, but when video comes on and it's like right in somebody's face, I'm not going to watch that. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not fucking watching that. I'm sorry. I can't. I cannot do that. People driving in their cars and they turn the thing around right in their fucking mush and they start talking. You're like, I'm like, whoa, too close.
Yep.
You're invading my fucking personal space here. Okay.
Yeah, what I'm watching right now, that's fucking horrible. That idiot Sylvester Stallone is posing in front of that stupid fucking statue. Apparently he's pushing something down Center City.
Mm.
What a dick.
Ooh. Easy. Yeah. I'm here to say my brother's an idiot. Talk about your crisis actors. Oh boy, you seen his last movie? Whoa. Okay. that was pretty good.
All right.
Well, it's time to spin the wheel once more. Let's try it.
Oh, all right.
You can spin. You can be a winner.
Baby, come on. Good. Come on. Oh, winner.
Yeah. There you go. All right.
Boom. Hiss.
Boy. Are we in luck? We're not. I don't even remember what this one is here. I'm going to research that before I fuck with that. I'll do the pre-assigned 3 minutes. You'll never get back. I'm not really sure if this is a 3 minutes you'll never get back, because like if you like really shitty rock music, you might get into this. I don't know. So no promises. And in the meantime, we've been joined by Jokes from the Hood.
Hey, Jokes from the Hood.
From the Hood.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey.
The third.
Hoodie and Hurdy.
What's his name? Fletcher? Fletcher Bissell the Third.
Yeah.
I'm easily amused. Lee Van Cleef.
Was that him with the weird eyes?
That was Lee Van Cleef was Sam Bass, yeah.
I
fucking leaving.
Him, but he looked a lot younger or something. But
well, it was 1960. What are you going to do?
Shit. Right.
3 minutes! You never get back, speaking of shit.
Shithead, take one.
One, two, three, four.
Take two.
Beer and do it.
interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
The news of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Shithead. You know, you get it?
Yeah.
Ew. Wow. All right.
So here you go. If I loved a band called Shit.
Yeah.
Would that make
you a shithead?
A shithead?
You'd be a shithead.
A shithead. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I like the idea.
Billy was a shithead.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Well, click that link and take a look at
the. Too.
Click that link
like
there
that.
In the chat. And see that thing. Now, it looks like a pile of Play-Doh. They say it could fetch $20 million at Christie's auction. Jeff Koons is the artist. Giant Play-Doh sculpture. Well, this fucking thing's 11 foot tall. It's made of aluminum.
Oh.
It looks like fucking Play-Doh.
Holy
you look at it at first
shit.
And go, well, what the fuck? But then you look at it and go, my God, it's fucking brilliant. How the hell did you do that?
It is.
So... pretty cool, man. One of those things. I don't know what you guys think of modern art or whatever, but the thing
I
about it
cool.
is, if
but
that thing's 11 foot
it.
Tall,
yeah.
Exactly. Where that's, I'd have to get rid of the Skittle Bowl. Come on. Let's say
I would have to get
I've
rid
already
of the
got,
fucking ceiling.
I've already got that $20 million earmarked for other things, if you know what I'm saying. There's still scotch to buy. Yeah, I thought that was a cool piece.
Yeah.
Put it, get dabs. Maybe some city will buy it. I'll stick it in the airport or whatever, you know? Something like that.
Yeah. $20 million.
Oh, this is gross. I won't dwell on it too long. One of the Kroger's, our local Kroger's, shut down because of mouse poop all over the fucking place, man.
Yeah, that's not good.
Boy.
That's not good for business.
And I went, I'll bet you it's the whatever road that is. And darn if it wasn't, man. You know, bad neighborhood.
Oh, shit.
Parsons Avenue, yeah. It's down by the Children's Hospital, which has now become its own sovereign nation, I believe, through expansion. But the surrounding neighborhood is very, you know, shaky and full of mice and junk. You know, vermin.
So that's not Tourette's guy's Kroger set, right?
No, that's toward downtown. Tourette's guy's.
They got Tourette's guy's shit all over the place.
I don't know if
old
still works.
Let loose.
Yeah.
Ah, no, I can turn all the time.
They probably
do have a health.
It was him in a wheelchair yelling "fuck" as all the old ladies were shopping.
And that was the Kroger he works in. I know that was the Kroger he works in. That's my fucking Kroger.
He ended up getting a job there. That's great.
I know. Probably why he wants to keep it on the QT, you know, and he works at night on the stocking shelves at night so people don't, he doesn't run into people.
That was funny, though, man. They all jumped.
All right. You need to go out, buddy? It's the Ted portion of the show where we let Ted out the back door because those treats are making him thirsty. So he drinks all his water. I let him out to pee, and I refill his water dish. It's become a treasured tradition on the show. You gonna be out there for a while? Okay. It's a little chilly out there. 33 degrees, crying out loud. That's American. You know, we're the only people to use Fahrenheit anymore. What's up with that, man?
Yep. Yep.
Everybody else on a decimal system. We're sitting here, I don't know, counting on our toes. We're a fucking nation of fucking chimps. We're goddamn orangutans and primates, man.
But we are.
Sophisticated. Sheesh. I mean, I'm one of the more sophisticated people, and I'm a lout. Come on.
That's right. That's right.
Jiminy Christmas.
You wear a monocle.
I drink my tea with my pinky sticking up.
Ooh.
Mm, but I keep my finger on the teacup, you know. All right. We're ending with that one. No, I did. Here's a health tip. Drinking one diet soda a day can triple your risk of dementia and strokes. Aspartame is evil. Okay.
Yes.
I've been over this before, and I'll say it again. It's a chemical compound created by the cereal company, which is now part of Monsanto, and they just it's poison. It really fucks people up, man. It's bad.
All soda.
Bad for your
soda.
Brain. Bad for your brain.
Uh-huh.
Bad for your body. Diabetes, heart disease, and sugary drinks. No, aren't really any better, but stay away from that aspartame, man. They changed the rules of the FDA in order to get it approved in the early 80s. They would not approve it because it's like, well, it's like all the rats we gave it to got these gigantic tumors on their brains, and we were thinking like, I don't know, man. Maybe it's not so good. Good people at Searle said, yeah, but we want to make fucking billions of dollars. So, anyway.
There you go. Capitalistic pig.
That's a good example right there, Jack.
That's right. You got that right, man.
What the fuck is this?
They don't care about it.
I don't want to go into that. That's mean to make fun of him. But did you see the pictures of Uncle Bobo's hair flying all over the tarmac this week? That was funny.
No, it happened again? Is it any different from the...
Oh, okay, well, then I had the public service. I'll put the link in then. These are fucking hilarious, man. It proves, though, one thing. This is the interesting thing you get from all of this, though, is he has told the truth at least one time. He told us that was his real fucking hair, and I believe him. I believe him.
It's on there. It's on there.
That's his hair. I believe him.
Uh-huh.
It's true. It's true.
It's stapled on there, all right. Yeah.
He couldn't.
Look at him.
There might be
Jesus
a bobby
Christ.
Pin involved there. I don't know.
Jesus
but...
Christ. Oh, Bobo the fucking clown. Look at him. Why don't he shave it the fuck off? He's so bald.
Oh, what a maroon.
Oh, man.
Is that funny or what? Man?
Oh,
what a goon.
Great.
What a goon.
We're the comedy relief of the rest of the fucking world.
Yeah, I know. They're having a ball.
Oh, yeah, you know that. And I was just seeing on the news here, and had at the bottom they had him walking with the with a Chinaman there, and it said that he threatened three times or something like that. He threatened China while he was over there.
I'm sorry, I missed everything you said. That my sound cut out when you started talking. What'd you say?
Yeah. Well, I didn't have the sound on, but it said that he made three threats to China while he was over there.
Think about the Chinese. These are inscrutable people. No offense, but they've planned everything out way ahead. Yeah. We got snow out there. Are you fucking kidding me? I don't believe it. It's fucking snow. But yeah, they have everything planned out way down the road. They're 10 moves ahead of us. Come on.
Oh, you got that.
And Bobo,
right.
Forget about it. He's so out of his league with the Chinese. He's going to be a little bully. Well, like I say, I don't know what's going to happen, but it ain't going to end pretty. That's all I know.
Nah.
All right. But anyway. Nah. That's some wild, weird stuff with that hair, huh? Huh, gang? Huh? 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 All right. Somebody did a video, and I had to... I don't know what the song was, but it was funny as shit. All right, what am I looking for? I couldn't find a guy saying, I believe it. I believe it. So I'm looking for that. I think Ted has settled down now.
You're damn right.
Damn right, man. But we're talking about Ted.
Talking about Ted. I can dig it. 101 Ted mutations. Okay, now that's our finishing story. We're not going there yet. But look at that fucking shit, man. That's some crazy hair, man. Somebody had a picture of John Candy from Spaceballs next to one of those, and it's like, hey, man. You know? Okay.
Oh, Christ.
Oh!
That's how crazy.
I was talking about putting all my money in aluminum foil, you know, hats, tinfoil hats, because everybody's crazy. Actually, and they're putting a tax on aluminum foil. Fuck aluminum, man. I buy canned beer, but I always pour it out of the can because they're saying that aluminum is really bad. It causes like Alzheimer's and shit. Exposure to aluminum damages the central nervous system.
You gotta relax. People put that out of fucking cancer. WW2.
Well, back then though, they were made out of tin, not aluminum. And it's especially bad to cook with, like, remember your mom used to wrap the fish, my mom used to wrap fish up in aluminum foil and cook it that way in the oven. And that's when it's really bad, when you're cooking with it. You shouldn't cook with it. Let it touch
you
your food
damage?
While you're cooking.
You don't have brain
don't
damage,
know.
Right?
So,
you don't know?
What the hell do I know?
Boner hose.
Oh my God! Yes.
Oh yeah! There you go. Hey, Ted, come on in, buddy. Don't sit out there and bark, you dingbat. He's going to anyway. Yeah, he's got to.
Justice for all.
Ted, that's how Ted rolls, man. That's how Ted is. Okay, well, we could finish this up.
Sure.
I don't know if this is the right music, though. I guess it'll work. Okay. Not happening. Well, this comes to us from Alabama. Washington, Alabama.
Parrish, Alabama.
Well, seems here, these rail cars loaded with nearly 10 million pounds of human feces is stranded in Parrish, Alabama. 10 million pounds of poop. Now, you talk about a poop story. That's a poop story. And on top of that, It's poop from New York and New Jersey. Oh,
Jesus Christ. Oh, my.
Jersey poop on top of, I mean, it's not bad enough. It's Jersey poop.
Where were you transporting it to? What the fuck? You got Jersey and
they
New
were,
York poop in Alabama?
It was only supposed to be there for 10 days. They're not sure. They're not really sure why it's still stuck there. They were heading to Big Sky Environmental, a large privately owned landfill in Adamsville. But the neighboring town filed an injunction preventing the train and its waste from being stored in the rail yard, blah, blah, blah. One thing led to another. And the 982 residents of this town can all smell the 10 million pounds of poop. 10 million pounds of poop.
That's bagel shit. That's bagel shit there.
And this is why you don't live where? In Alabama. Am I right or am I right? Wow. That's got to be. And of course, summer's coming, so. Hey.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Open the windows. Let some fresh air in, huh, kids? There you have it.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Don't you know that I was sitting back in Texas? Ha! I was playing on rhythm and blues. And then I got a big offer for more money than I could refuse. I had my chance to make it, playing anything I wanted to play. But playing back in my mind, you know I could feel the people say, keep playing back.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Yes.
Okay.
The lounge was going crazy, yeah. Maggie C was playing air guitar during that whole thing. Wild stuff.
That was
wild
good.
Stuff.
You know, that was the one part of the show I was very unsure about. All day. I was like, I didn't really, you know, nothing really screamed at me. You threw that one over here?
When did I set it? 9 o'clock? An hour before the show?
Yeah. Like I said, that was a last minute addition. It was a last minute addition to the show.
Good stuff.
Let's see. Here we go. Pardon me for coughing again. Anyhow, what's left? The thing about the... I just want to make it clear. I'm not paranoid about this stuff, you know. I'm worrying about the aspartame, which aspartame is poison. Do not ingest that stuff.
There you go.
And the aluminum, that might be a little wacky. I don't know. But I don't want to take the risk.
Bottles.
What's that? What's with the plastic
and,
bottles?
And drinking water from plastic bottles. Isn't that another thing?
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, Wendy used to go on and on about that.
Well, I think there's certain types of plastic that can leach into the water after reusing them several times.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's what that is.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. But
see, I only have...
How many times...
I make a point of killing several brain cells every day, purposefully. And I don't need any help, okay? I don't need any help. So I'm going to stay away from the aluminum, stay away from the reusing the plastic bottles, stay away from the aspartame. Definitely stay away from the aspartame, though.
What are you going to do when they start saying that scotch is bad for you? Scotch will give you...
They're never going to say that.
Fake news!
Why do you think scotch has been around for so long, man?
Yeah, but next month we're going to find out that aluminum cans is good for you. It's good for your blood or something.
I can't imagine. And you know what? Since I've been drinking out of cup for about 2 years. I don't know. I think I was doing that when Maggie was here. And I always pour my can of beer into a cup. And I went over to Gigantor's, and he was nice enough to offer me up a beer, albeit a Busch. But, you know.
Busch is bad. I like Busch.
But, I drank it out of the can. Do as you, you know, do as the Romans do. And it just tasted tinny, and it felt weird slurping it through this hole where a mouse could have walked across and pooped on. I mean, they got them at Kroger and Parsons Avenue.
You're not paranoid, though. Yeah, okay.
No, I'm just cautious, man. Cautious.
Well, I had 30 years of drinking beer out of a can morning, noon, and night. I'm going to eat.
Oh, I did... I did for 40-some years. I just one day decided I'd rather drink it out of a cup.
There you go. With the pinky out.
With my pinky out. And I got it from Gigantor's dad. That's how he used to do his, because he would... Gigantor's famous for leaving, like, an eighth of a beer. And he would empty all... He would never open a fresh beer. He'd just drink Gigantor's. Ugh. That's gross. I don't do that. Don't do that.
When parties are over and there were half empty cans.
Nah.
That used to bother me.
Oh, if somebody did that, drank them?
No. Just people to leave them behind.
Oh, yeah. Don't finish your beer. That's alcohol abuse, man.
I never did, because it never left my hand. I never put it down. It was in a constant movement to my lips.
Nothing like getting up in the morning and seeing a full beer at the computer desk, but it hasn't been open, and you go, geez, I had one good idea last night, you know? All right. Here we go.
In 20 more days, will be 19 years since I've been drinking my beers.
20 years without a brewski.
19.
Well, I mean,
19 to 20 days.
2020 is right down the. That's your next Mamu. After that,
Mamu, baby. Mamu.
Polka. Okay, Cake wants a polka. I have a political polka, and I have a really fun polka that I think we played before though. What do you want?
Leave it up to Cake.
Cake, what do you want? She's political polka or fun polka that we've played before? The world is waiting, Dr. Cake. What polka?
Yes.
Fun polka.
Fun.
Good choice. Here we go.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
They backed the Tim. That's probably his best album, too. That was probably his best album, man.
Oh, yeah. Because the two of them. Yeah, the Brave
Tiny
combo.
Tim Brave Combo album.
Uh huh.
Great.
And when they popularize a classic rock song, that's always good.
Yeah. Just real briefly, go around the world. Saw an article on Tom Lehrer, Awesome Zone Tom Lehrer. He's doing well at age 90. And I wish he would come back.
Jesus Christ.
I wish he would come back and just do one. I know it's a cottage industry, and even I don't want to make the songs, but he needs to do.
He's probably all pissed off that he's 9 years old and now it's a political, all the songs he could be doing with Bobo.
Well, he could come back if he wanted to. It's on him, man. It's his onus. It's his onus, Wagner. All right, one more thing. There was a Pete Best interview. And the quote from Pete is, we've talked about Pete Best and how he got screwed by the Beatles.
He's my favorite
quote,
Beatle. He's my favorite
quote,
Beatle.
Quote, let's have it out. Just me, Paul McCartney, and a bottle of scotch. I like this guy.
Oh, yeah, Pete Best, man.
Pete Best, man.
Uh-huh.
Egg. Me, Paul McCartney, and a bottle of scotch.
There
that
you
could be
go.
The start of a very interesting evening.
Fight Club, baby. Punch the sir right out of his fucking name.
There you go. Here's your sir, Paul. Boom. Bang.
Uh-huh.
No.
Uh-huh.
Bet you they'd be good mates.
Uh-huh.
You see.
Paul,
could you give me an extra million? Could you just give me $1 million?
Yeah.
Sure you did have it. You probably got it in your wallet. Can you give me $1 million? They fucked him out of fucking millions! Possibly billions of dollars!
A celebrity!
And a knighthood!
And a knighthood! Yes!
We're on the heels of Sir Ringo Starr, for crying out loud! Could have been Sir Pete Best! Natties!
Water!
So we gotta give this Pete Best guy, you know, all the breaks in the world.
I like it, sir.
Here. Second the motion. Pete Best.
Beatles would have been a lot better with him.
Sir Ringo Starr. A rumpf. There goes the neighborhood.
I didn't get a home run out of that guy.
Didn't they? Natty. Didn't they, like, used to be, like, have to be, like, knights and stuff? And, like, I don't know.
Oh, not
just,
if you're
rescue
English,
damsels?
You're fucking, sir. Yeah.
Rescue damsels in distress and whatnot and smote dragons?
Uh-huh.
When's the last time Ringo smote a dragon, for Christ's sake? Huh?
That terrible movie. That's a BC movie.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Sir Ringo Starr. There you have it. Energize. Oh, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Energize. Well, I ended that show a little early. Oh, well. Here we go.
Oh, that's it.
Come on, gang, let's go!
Yippee!
We've got a gorilla for sale, McGill a gorilla for sale. Won't you buy it, take him home and try it, gorilla for sale. See in the window, McGill a gorilla, full of charm and appeal. Handsome, elegant, intelligent, sweet, I'm really ideal. Don't you want a little gorilla you can call your own? Gorilla will be with you when you're all alone. Gorilla, Magilla, gorilla for sale. Take our advice at any price. A gorilla like Magilla is mighty nice. Gorilla, Magilla, gorilla for sale.
It's a capoeira, capoeira.
Lemon curry.
There we go. One more.
Pinky.
Right.
Hi-oh!
Oh, just start pulling it out of your ass. It's always...
I'm like, man, I got 5 seconds. Kapuya! Kapuya! Hey! There's your time. Alrighty,
oh,
man. Good share. Mock share.
That was another good one. Man, I wanted a little bit of a roll going here, baby. That's it.
Man, well, you know what it is? I realized it, man. I got to drink the coffee before the show.
Uh-huh.
I've been getting all jacked up on beans. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Before the show. Then I can sit back and drink beers, you know. But I got to have that get up there on a top, you know, top of the world, Ma.
My thing is I should start drinking my coffee about a half hour before the show so I can still be drinking it. If I have it before that, then I'm way too jacked up and I talk too much. And
well, there's nothing wrong. You never. If there's one thing you don't do is talk too much, sir.
Okay.
You will never be accused of that. But good show, mock show. I was dicey on it. I woke up this morning. I didn't. It wasn't. I was in a bad mood. I just had. I was not humorful. You know.
Yeah.
I was just the facts. It was Joe Friday morning, man. I'm just, oh, okay. I'll blow this up, okay, and then play this. And I couldn't hit that middle song. I couldn't come up with it. And then, boop.
There you go. Good. That's a good spot for it, man. After the mid bit, we should have just some classic rock and roll from different bands.
Yeah, something good.
When you see usually... the Cars. That's what got me thinking. We should dip in the bands we haven't really played. Yeah. And that's a good spot to work.
Yeah. That's where I've always kind of put a classic rock piece there or something. Like that, unless I do something different, you know, which I'll do on occasion.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Like innovative sound effects like that. You know. I don't know. But that thing getting in here in under 48 hours was mind-blowing, man. And the thing looks so professional. It's so nice.
Good deal.
What a Vista print, man. They're fucking amazing.
Yeah, that's going to look sharp, too. You're going to have it, like, behind you and everything, right? Or off
to
the side.
Well, I'll probably have it behind the people. Set the chairs in front of that, and then you know, so it'll be in the background. But you know, and the thing is, it's got my contact information. So if I happen to be busy, somebody comes by, doesn't want to fuck around and wait.
Yeah.
I get out to gym crack, take a pic. They got my info. Okay. Booyah.
Yep. There you go.
Win, 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 win.
Good.
Except that I didn't think about it last week and save the postage. You know, but hey. That's how I roll, man. Always costing myself money on shit. Like, procrastination always costs me money. I wish you could write off procrastination on your taxes. I'd save a lot of dough. Oh, I did want to bring this up. During, I should probably save it for the tax show. I will. I'll bring it up again because nobody listens to the archive anymore anyways.
Yeah. Sure.
I talked to Mr. Science. Mr. Science. Or well, I talked to Gigantor told me. He says, you know that tax cut? He says, I'm bringing home a whole $6 extra a week. He says about $6.
Oh, yeah?
So about three bills a year, $300. $300 a year, right? Which is fine.
Yeah.
I'm all happy with that because he owes me about $300. Anyway, I talked to Mr. Science the other night, and he goes, yeah, man, I'm saving about $2,000 on the year. And I'm like, man, if anybody could use $2,000, it's Gigantor. I'm sure Mr. Science is not going to be... $2,000 ain't going to make a difference to him, you know?
Uh-huh.
So here's my joke, which I'll repeat. But I said when he's coming out next week for a couple of days, I'm thinking probably won't have a Monday show that week, you know, so I can hang out with him.
Oh, yeah.
I said, I'll make him buy me lunch, and that way the trickle-down theory will actually work. Huh? What do you think, huh?
I like it.
All right.
Give the little guy a Reuben. Give the little guy a Reuben. That's your trickle down.
Take him over to Block. Give me a Reuben and we'll call it the American Dream, you know? Right here. Because I haven't done my taxes, I'm going to make an effort to do them tomorrow. But I just have the worst feeling in the world, man. It's not going to end well. It is not going to end well. I'm going to get motherfucking fucked.
Yes.
I almost guaranteed it.
It's because you work for yourself. Work for yourself, you get raped the most, get ass fucked the most.
When the first or second Bush was in there, I got raped. Everything was cool under Billy Boy, Slick Willie. Got fucked under Bush. Things got better under Obama. We're back to fucking... I'll bet you we're back to Booville with Boo Boo, but we'll see.
I'm sure.
Who knows? I'm just... small potatoes like me, they fry them. Okay, that's what they do. They throw them in the big iron skillet and fry them up. Fry them up.
Yes, they do. Fry them up. Fry them up.
Hey, man. Are you selling the cigars tomorrow morning?
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
That's a nice quiet shot.
Enjoy. Enjoy your Westerns tomorrow, man.
Yes.
Very cool. That's about all I got.
Yeah.
Enjoy the Westerns. I don't have Cheyenne, do they? They don't have Cheyenne on there, though. But they do have Gun Will Travel. One of Dead and Better Alive.
I gotta get in early for that.
Yeah, you got to get in early for the have. That's the best one, Paladin.
Yeah, it is the best one. Yeah.
Usually, but then they put the move 'em on, head 'em out, Rawhide, that's on there.
Yep, and Maverick.
And wow, you got to. Last couple Saturdays though, they had the fucking Roger Moores on there. Man.
Yeah. I'm not.
Burn them. Just fucking lose them somewhere.
You know what my status was going to be in one of those big, multicolored things?
Yeah.
What was it? Why do I hate Roger Moore?
I know. He seems like a perfectly nice dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like... Ah, jeez, fucking Christ.
He rubs me the wrong fucking way. Like he's snobbish or something. He just doesn't have that charm that they...
I mean, Jack Kelly's kind of a disappointment,
charm.
But, man, he...
Yeah.
He looks like, you know. Yeah, fucking Christmas Day compared to Roger Moore.
That's funny you brought that up, because I really, honestly, God, I was going to write that on a status. Why do I hate Roger Moore? Because it was mind-boggling. I couldn't figure out why. I'm watching this thing saying, hey, I hate that guy. Why?
He's a good man. I don't understand it either.
Yeah.
But, good night, Gumby.
That was me the wrong way. Good night, Commodore.
Good night, Roger Moore.
Cheyenne, Cheyenne, where will you be camping tonight? Lonely man, Cheyenne, will your heart stay free and light? Cheyenne, Cheyenne.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!